The views are always better from the back. Action! The show giving you my perspectives on movies. I got my snacks, and I'm ready to share my views. I'm your host, Mundo. Roll it! Aye, movie heads. This is another episode of Views from the Back Row. And you know the deal. You can only find me here on the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. This is your boy, Mundo. So, guess what today is? It's my motherfucking birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Y'all better be singing with me. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. All right. That's enough. Since New York is on pause, hashtag lockdown, I had a birthday movie marathon. Yep, that's right. So I had a few bottles of wine, and y'all know wine will sneak up on your ass. So I was lit. A friend of mine on Facebook asked me what was my all-time favorite movie. And the crazy thing is, I was stuck like a deer in headlights. Such a hard question. I was so afraid to answer him because there are just so many good movies to choose from. There are some movies I can watch and never get bored of. The first movie I watched and the first movie we're going to talk about is...
Enough people say they know, they can't believe. Jamaica, we have a bobsled team.
Yes, that's right. Cool Runnings, a 1993 Walt Disney film I grew up on. I popped that VHS tape in almost every other week. I'm sure everybody and their mama has seen this film. We were all rooting for this Jamaican bobsled team. There were catchy sayings to get us amped up as they are on top of that icy hill, ready for takeoff.
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, it's bobsled time.
These brothers were as fast as lightning, and you must believe lightning can run on ice. In this film, you understand why representation matters. Just waving your flag for your country is an honor. There is brotherly love, teamwork, and mirror talk to remind us that we see pride, power, in a badass mother who don't take no crap from nobody. The visual shots were spot on. I just love that picture when all four guys were packed in that small tub, perfecting their head movements. When it came down to sit down in that bobsled that goes down that icy hill like a bullet, the acting was spot on. Thanks to Leon and Malik Yoba, but John Candy is the man. God rest his soul. He too was quick on his feet and perfect with the improv. Not gonna lie, I hated the ending. I wanted this Jamaican bobsled team to take home the gold, but they earned themselves respect. I bet I know your favorite line from this movie.
Sanka, you did?
Yeah, man. The next film I'm going to talk about is Seven, starring Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman. This crime thriller came out in 95, and I think I just turned 9. I can remember this movie clear as day. So, my dad had visitation rights, and he would try to pick us up every Saturday. Well, on this Saturday, he takes me and my baby sister to the movies. And my sis was, what, 4 at the time? So, yeah, you would think his ass would have taken us to go see a kid-friendly movie. But instead, he took us to go see a movie he wanted to go see. This was an R-rated movie. My sister, she was knocked out, but my eyes was wide open. I walked out that theater knowing that life ain't a motherfucking game. Ain't shit funny or fun and games. I walked out that theater informed. Fuck the Capri Suns, pass me a beer, because shit just got real. I learned about the 7 deadly sins that day. 7 was the blueprint for all those Saw movies. You just got the aftermath in this film. We follow 2 detectives, one who is a newbie and the other on his way out the door ready for retirement. These detectives were trying to track down a serial killer. This film kept you on your toes. It was dark and brutal. And a great watch. My favorite scene was when Brad Pitt's character is trying to find out what's in the box. Come on, man. What's in the box? What's in the box? So, for those of you who didn't know, I am a theater major. So, any musical film, I'm sure I would be glued to the screen. But my all-time favorite is Feed Me, Seymour. Little Shop, alright. This musical comedy is one of the best of the best. Every musical number, you are just singing along right in the dirty ass streets of Skid Row. By the way, my favorite song on the soundtrack is Skid Row. Just a quick rundown. Seymour finds an exotic plant on the day of the eclipse. He lived and worked at Mushnick's flower shop. But as soon as he put this plant in the window, business started to boom. He called it the Audrey 2. He named it after his co-worker with the squeaky voice. He fantasized about her a lot, but Audrey was taken. She had an abusive boyfriend who socked her in the ass, a few times. Sorry, doctor. Yo, sorry, doctor. But back to this plant, the Audrey 2. Water, sunlight, soil. That was useless. This plant needed blood to grow. A slit wrist. Peace. So good. This plant was draining Seymour. His ass was about to pass the fuck out at work. The Audrey 2 grew bigger, and this plant was out of control, talking and singing and requesting bodies for lunch. Get to chopping. The whole cast will give you life. You guys remember Gina and Pam from Martin? Pass the peas like we used to do. I said pass the peas like we used to do. Well, these two were the background singers in this musical. And you can hear them loud and clear, harmonizing and hitting those notes. They did an excellent job. Steve Martin as the horrible dentist with his rusty equipment. He was perfect. Even Bill Murray will have you feeling like you have a gas mask on. And he had a short part. Levi Stubbs from the Four Tops band member. He is the voice of the alien plant, the Audrey 2. And the voiceover was spot on. This is a film you can watch over and over. So snap your fingers and tap your feet. I always sing one of these songs from the movie when I do karaoke. If you do watch this movie, try not to watch the director's cut. Because it's not so much of a happy ending. Of course, I watched some other movies like Harlem Nights, when Eddie Murphy blew off that big bitch pinky toe. I watched them badass baby kids. Mama said knock you out. I watched 300. Y'all know that movie. This is Sparta. I even watched Mel Gibson's movie. Now I have a question. Is he still racist? Well, I really hope he got his shit together. Apocalypto kept you on the run. So good. I also watched American Gangster with Denzel Washington, everyone's favorite actor. But I will go in depth a little later. I must do a podcast on movie gangsters for sure. So I will definitely be coming back to this movie. Well, if you were to ask me what's my favorite movie, I probably still have that dumb look on my face because there are just too many to choose from. Let's continue this conversation. All you have to do is hit me on the CWF Network hotline and tell me what's your favorite movie. The number is 347-719-3350. Or you can just hit me on Facebook at Mundo's Movie Review. And make sure you go follow the CWF Network on the gram at CWFP_. Guys, I had a great birthday. Just doing what I love to do most, and that's watching movies. Thanks to all my fans for wishing me a happy birthday. And thanks to my faithful listeners, always supporting. All right, come on in. Come get this Mundo ear hug. Don't that feel good? Well, I'm out this bitch. Always remember, Mundo knows best, you silly rabbit. Make sure you come back next week for another episode of Muse from the Back Row. This is your boy Mundo on the CWF Network. Sanka, you did? Yeah, man.
This is the CWF Network where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.